With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A July 4th weekend deluge in Texas caused catastrophic flash flooding that's killed at least 104 people. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
On a Sunday morning interview show, Senator John Cornyn said Texas is united in prayer and rescue efforts as the flooding hazard remains. The Texas Republican said while it was, quote, a 100-year flood event in an area that had been known to flood, it had never flooded this much and this quickly. Camp Mystic in Kerr County said on Monday morning that it was grieving the loss of 27 campers and counselors as the search continues for victims of the disaster. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared July 6th a day of prayer. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President Trump's latest tariffs have reignited a trade war. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
The president is placing a tax on goods imported from two key allies, Japan and South Korea.
Both countries will be receiving a 25% tariff rate effective on August 1st.
The president also announced tariffs on a dozen other nations, including Indonesia, Malaysia, South Africa, and Thailand. Stocks on Wall Street closed broadly lower on news of the updated tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A new attack has targeted a ship traveling through the Red Sea after another claim by Yemen's Houthi rebels reportedly sunk a vessel. The private security firm Ambry said two security guards aboard the Liberian-flagged bulk carrier have been hurt in the latest attack, with two others missing after it. Ambry said the vessel had been disabled in the attack, which involved men in small boats and drones. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 422 points, the Nasdaq dropped 188, the S&P lower by 49. This is SRN News. The religious gender gap is shrinking.
According to the latest numbers from the Pew Research Center, women in this country are still more religious than men, but not as much as in the past. Sadly, Pew concludes the reason the gap is shrinking is because women are giving up on religion at a faster rate than our men. Men are not becoming more religious. In fact, Americans are gradually turning away from faith in this country, a trend that has been unchanged for decades. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The two cases that the Supreme Court will consider this fall to decide the issue of males participating in female sports comes from Idaho and West Virginia. More than two dozen states have enacted laws barring boys from playing against girls in school sports. Some of those measures have been blocked in court. At the federal level, the Trump administration has filed lawsuits and launched investigations over state and school policies allowing transgender athletes to compete. This is SRN News. A senior Russian official has been found dead.
Russia's transport minister was found dead hours after being dismissed by President Vladimir Putin in what officials say was an apparent suicide. Russian authorities say Roman Starovoy, who served as Russia's transport minister since May 2024, was found in a presidential decree earlier in the day that gave no reason for his dismissal. His removal comes after a weekend of travel chaos in the country, when airports grounded hundreds of flights during the busy vacation season due to the threat of attacks from Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A criminal probe was launched into the death, and investigators saw suicide as the most likely cause, that according to the committee's spokesperson Svetlana Petrenko, who did not say when Starovoy died. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.